Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We didn't do overrated, underrated, properly rated yesterday. That's my fault. 100% on me. Allergies, when they're affecting you. Overrated. Had a good year. Now the allergies are kicking my butt. So not real pleased about that. Thank you. Hartman, Gensel, Carter, all here today until 3, or you never know, Adam. Maybe we're here till midnight. Maybe we're here till 12, till you're done with the news. And all of a sudden, walking in the door is John Hines. And they say, I tried to get out. They wouldn't let me get out. And he's back. Or maybe who walks in the door is Bill Belichick, because you've kind of got your Bill Belichick outfit going today. Describe your ensemble for the audience.
Also, John Hines made these.
Very similar.
The cutoff sweatshirt. The sweatshirt that is it's a hoodie with the sleeves cut off. So it's like a short sleeve hooded sweatshirt.
All three of us today independently have arrived at work wearing sweatshirts.
Mm-hmm.
I have
low 60s. That's a no-brainer.
Exactly. I have Camp Chippewa, which I love because the boys have attended there. Lindsay has just the classic black quintessence. Wouldn't you say, Lindsay, that like that's a sweatshirt's sweatshirt?
It's just a good old Hanes sweatshirt from Target.
Yeah, and it works. Adam, did you cut the sleeves off yourself? Did you find it?
Came this way.
Came this way?
Yep.
Are you thinking about maybe taking a picture and snap facing that to Bill Belichick? Isn't that what he called? Was it snap face last year when he was acting like
sure.
he didn't know and he went with the snap face? So what do we have today? We're going to have plenty on Brett Kavanaugh. We talked extensively about that yesterday. We'll continue that dialogue today. We're going to get back into minimum wage. The St. Paul debate continues. Our friend Jamie Yukis will join us. He's back from Australia. That's a la-di-da for sure. Maybe it was a little bit of this. Can you do a good Australian accent? Crocky?
I'd have to listen to one.
Yeah, you just would need to hear it a little bit. So Jamie's back. We'll get to some news items. And then Neil Justin on the Emmys. Finally, some justice for the most underrated show in television. Over the last, 30 years, The Americans, an absolutely brilliant, underappreciated show, finished, and they finally offered up some key awards last night with the great Matthew Rhys winning Best Lead Actor, and then the writers for the final episode, which was one of the five greatest season finales ever. Also, we just have added a guest, Lindsay Stracton, Aaron Blake from the Washington Post. We're going to talk, include you in the mix on Kavanaugh Times, and also Aaron Blake on the Kavanaugh matter. But in honor of Hinesy, Adam and Lindsay, what was like a signature John Hines item when it was extra innings with him and the Daver? What was something that they would mention, or John would mention every single day when he was talking to the Daver? It was national fill in the blank day. Today is, so this is a tip of the cap to Hinesy, National Cheeseburger Day.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
You're down on it.
Well, I'm just doubting. I think we have these.
You think we have 19 national?
15 hot dog days, 20,
Yeah, I do too.
Some marketing thing like, hey, it's Cheeseburger Day.
Okay, well, we're going with it today. What makes a great cheeseburger? What makes a great cheeseburger. I need texts. I need phone calls. I'm willing to sample cheeseburgers. Adam, are you willing to sample a cheeseburger?
Oh, of course.
Lindsay, a good, if somebody delivers a good cheeseburger, has brought a little smile to your face, will you have a sample of the whole thing?
No, I'm not, I'm off cheeseburgers today, but I do enjoy them.
You do enjoy.
Just not in the plan this week.
Not in the plan this week. It's in the plan for Adam.
Tomorrow is National $10,000 in Cash Day, too. I'd like to point that out. So if there's banks out there want to share, you know, we'll share the wealth.
To me, it's National Halle Berry Day. Finally wants to meet Chad Hartman. I've pretty much been lusting after her for 30 years. She still may be the most beautiful woman on the planet. So if Halle Berry wants to show up, I will be very pleased. I don't think we're going to talk about the president and cartoon characters. You guys just want to just nothing on that? The president, cartoon characters, Stormy Daniels.
Oh, you don't know?
The book.
Don't look. Don't look. Sorry. Just don't do it. I made the mistake. Someone tweeted, like, why are they talking about such and such? And then I looked, and now I really regret it.
Yeah. Stormy and the president's penis in a cartoon character.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. I hadn't heard that one before. Cartoon character. Adam? Had you heard that one before?
No. I don't even know what we're talking about.
Stormy said.
You are. Nope. Nope. Don't do it. Yeah. Don't do it because.
It looks like a cartoon character?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, you don't want to know because it will ruin a lot of things in life for you.
Yeah, well, not as bad as apparently for the president, but again, that's if Stormy Daniels is telling the truth, which I have no idea. What makes a great cheeseburger? Text away 81807. Okay, let's get to it. The most complicated and most difficult topic of the day, what makes a great cheeseburger? Let's start with the bun, Adam Carter. How essential is the bun to a great cheeseburger?
Absolutely essential.
Wow. Lindsay, is the bun essential or is it just a bonus?
No, it's essential.
Hmm.
Very, very essential.
I'm going to say it's important. I don't think it's essential. I think you can overcome a blah cheeseburger. The bun can be just okay if everything else is great. But to make it fantastic, Adam, the bun is essential. Can't be too puffy. I don't like the typical one as much. Do you have a particular type of bun you like best?
I love the pretzel.
Yeah,
roll buns.
We're together.
But like I was the other day, Dumb and Dumber was on, and the scene where they're in the diner.
Yes.
Sea bass.
Yes.
They both get served cheeseburgers, Floyd and is it Lloyd?
Why am I blanking
what's the other
too?
Guy's name? Harry. Lloyd and Harry.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Get their, classic cheeseburger baskets. And I think it's just I think it's a Kaiser roll where it's kind of the spiral on the top. That's a great bun.
Kaiser roll is very good. Okay. Traditionally, do you want a lot of stuff on your cheeseburger or do you want just the basic right there? Give me a little cheese, give me a burger and the bun and I'm good.
I like cheeseburgers in all shapes and sizes.
Who are you to say?
Who am I to say?
Who are you to say what makes it great?
Some people like regular, some people like stuff on it. Who am I to say what's good and what's not?
Yeah.
No,
I prefer more though. I will still, more often than not, if I make a cheeseburger at the house, it's more basic.
Right.
But
I think ultimately, though, I mean, it's just cheese, slice of raw onion, maybe a slice of lettuce.
So you'd rather have the raw onion than the fried onion?
Yeah.
Well, that's wrong.
Cheeseburger.
That's wrong. That's absolutely
raw
wrong. Lindsay, correct him. Say, of the two, fried onions is better.
I take both, so I'm no help to you.
Wow. Again, Lindsay, you know what she's saying? Who is she to say?
Who is she to say?
You
saute the onions, they get soft, and the cheese is already soft. You need the crispness of the raw onion.
It's good. Raw onion is good, but it's the silver medal winner, right? And there's Adam, there's nothing wrong with the silver medal, but, you should go for the gold. Okay, lettuce. You know what's a waste, though? If the lettuce is way outside the bun.
Unruly.
Unruly, and it's unkempt. I mean, I want just a little spillover in my lettuce. I'm not getting a salad. I love salads. You're unwilling to give your opinion on salad. You've told me many times, who am I to say whether I like a salad or not? Lindsay, too much lettuce, right? I mean, come on, we don't want the lettuce overwhelming the burger, do we?
Well, no, but I also don't like the shredded lettuce and then it falls all over the place. I want like a good, clean stack of like crispy lettuce.
Crispy lettuce, yes.
Iceberg lettuce.
Yes, it can't be too wilty,
yeah.
Right? Okay, do you want to get eccentric with your cheese? You just want to go just the blasé basic cheese?
I mean, it sounds great and everything to put a slice of brie or whatever you're going to put on there.
Provolone.
But just
your regular guy.
I think cheddar on a cheeseburger. Cheddar burger. No?
American cheese.
I like cheddar better than American. Mm,
cheddar doesn't melt enough for me. I want, oh gosh, the, what is it called? It's like the Nook's version of the Big Mac. And it's insane. And it's American cheese. And it is everywhere. The Nook does burgers right. They have the bread brought in. It's just like perfect and buttery. And the burgers actually get like that crispness that you get when you grill at home. You know, the like you taste the grill on it. Oh, it's the best.
Broiled burgers versus grilled.
Grilled, hands down.
Grilled. 100%, right?
Oh, yeah. We made burgers like a couple of Friday nights ago. The only downside of the grill is that you start off with a burger. You're like, yeah, that's a good size burger. And
shrinkage.
Then you open the grill 10 minutes later and half your burger's gone.
Yeah. There's a skill, right, Adam? Now, you prefer your burger if the animal, the heartbeat is still pulsing.
Yeah.
Some of us prefer it medium. I like
burger doesn't matter as much, but man, every once in a while though, if you get like a nice rare burger, oh man.
Well, you like all your food rare.
No, just steak.
Steak and you like all your red meat rare.
Yeah, I do.
You're like an animal out there with your fangs, just you go out there and kill God's creatures? I mean, are you going to turn into some sort of psychopath? I mean, is this what Lindsay just thought.
Turn.
Yeah, I mean, is it going to take it even further? Okay, let's get to a few. The bacon, egg, and cheese peanut butter burger at, I think it's supposed to be Win 65, right? Not Lynn 65, because Win 65, in fact, I saw the Win 65 food truck, but let's check. See, I think egg on a burger, all in. I love
the yolk's got to be runny though.
Yes, it does.
It's a absolute waste if you are putting an egg on a burger that is a hard yolk.
I'm not gonna go waste, but I love now that you have an opinion on this as opposed to who am I to say. But it's not as good, and I love peanut butter.
No, Lynn 65.
It is
right,
Lynn.
By the way.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So we have a Lynn 65 and a Win 65.
Well, Wins, that's just the food truck, though, right?
No, Wins, they have a restaurant.
Oh, they have a restaurant?
Yes, they do. What
is strange.
Lindsay, is that odd to you that we have Win 65 and Lynn 65?
Aren't they probably owned by the same people?
Probably. Peanut butter and a burger, no, I'm out.
I'd try it.
Tried it before. I think it's fine. Well, see, this person's talking best fried chicken. See, the Win 65 has phenomenal fried chicken.
That's got to be their food truck, right? Win referring to Winnebago?
Well, maybe that's it.
Win 65 is the food truck. Win 65 is the restaurant.
Paid the big bucks.
Who am I to doubt you? It's not broiled versus grilled. It's grilled versus griddled. Wow. All right, there we go. Burgers on the grill. Grill bacon on a rack above the burgers. Bacon grease infuses into the burger. It's a lot of grease.
Yeah.
I mean, I love me some bacon. Seriously.
Control your flames there on the grill.
Is the cardiologist right there with us at that point?
Well, the issue with all the grease or too many toppings is you feel like if you pick up the burger and take a bite, you can't put it down without everything falling apart.
Falling apart. That's another key. Does the burger enjoyment slip a little bit if it's the type of burger that instantly just breaks apart?
Yes.
Yes.
And peanut butter happens to do that a lot. It's good on a burger. I'm more of a classic person. I get So interestingly enough, I like to put as much on my burger as possible. So I get annoyed if you go to a place where it's like, this is how we do our burger and you're not allowed to change it. But that being said, I went for my first parlor burger about a month ago and it was totally worth it. The bun, everything, the bun, the cheese.
It lives up to the hype.
Lives up to the hype.
The parlor burger is outstanding. The public is demanding another segment on Cheeseburger Mania. Keep the text coming in, 81807. We'll get to the Judge Kavanaugh debate multiple times throughout the show, including the 1235. Somebody's suggesting a Peabody for this segment. Listen. We'll take it, Adam, right, if they want to hand it out?
Oh, you bet.
Why not? To help the burger retain its size, push an almost hole in the center of the burger with your finger. It retains its size.
I've heard that, too.
Yes.
Although, you know, the making your own patties out of ground beef.
Yes.
I mean, I'm sure I'd need some more experience at it, but I find that, man, like a lot of those frozen burgers you buy, the frozen patties.
Pretty good.
Throw them on right frozen.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good.
Oh, yeah. There are a lot of places. There are different butchers I go to. I wish I had a completely local one really nearby, but Von Hansen's is not too far by. And I get that it's not a complete local one because we have multiple Von Hansen's around the area. But I think they do a very good job. And they convinced me years ago, just put it right on there frozen, you know, and it makes – so much. This person's saying the pretzel bun, overrated. I love a pretzel bun.
I do, too.
You know, I really do. Great cheeseburger, ground chuck, lightly seasoned with salt and pepper, evenly and tightly padded. The meat needs to be equal to or slightly larger than the bun diameter. The thickness should be this is expertise here, between 5/8 and 3/4. Mm. Two slices of cheese, one piece on top, one on the bottom. The bun needs to be toasted. I think the bun toasted or grilled is a key. I think people are being too lazy, too sloppy when they don't toast their bun. What do you think about that one, Carter?
While I say the bun is essential, I do not need it toasted, although I do like
honestly,
a toasted bun.
We're done here. I mean, it's a, you know. Laura! You're over evaluating the importance of the bun, and then you're then downplaying the importance when you say it doesn't need to be toasted. I know we're agreement on this. The juicy Lucy is significantly overrated.
Yes. And I hate that like it's associated with our state. I mean, hey, you're gonna get a we're in a Minneapolis day. Gonna get a juicy Lucy, Prince, Walleyes Lakes, yeah.
What voice was that, by the way?
This is the announcer guy from out of state.
Scalding.
Hey, we're in Minneapolis getting that juicy Lucy, right? Hey,
yeah,
back to the game.
Maybe next year at the fair, what we'll do was we'll get some scalding hot cheese. And we're gonna shoot it in your mouth. But I think Lindsay's on the other side from us. I think she believes the Juicy Lucy is properly rated. Now, she's bored. She's texting. She's given up interest in the show.
Fantasy.
I can't.
She's looking up fantasy for you.
Well, I should right now myself.
I would, but I mean, I'm ready to go.
You're too good.
I'm terrible.
Yeah. The Juicy Lucy, Lindsay. Just a minute. You're coming around. It's overrated.
No, I mean, I don't think it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Have I enjoyed Juicy Lucy's? Absolutely. Am I definitely on fantasy football? Absolutely.
I got to be honest, too. Sliced bread, it's not that great. I mean, we got knives. We can do it ourselves.
Really? How about a car? What do you think? A car overrated, too? How about electricity? You know, what else, tough guy, are you going to go back to?
I'm just saying, everything is, we all boil it back to sliced bread. What's so great about sliced bread?
Well, first of all, bread is a bit overrated.
I don't know, man. It's like the other day, I hate to go against the team here with Country Hearth, which the cottage bread from Country Hearth Hearth is
that's very good.
The supreme peanut butter sandwich bread. But it's the oak, or is honey oat bread. I think it's brownberry. Oh, man. On a sandwich? Oof.
Yeah, I was kidding. Bread's phenomenal. Raw versus fried onions on a burger. This is a late listener. We did come to a consensus here that the raw onion is overrated.
No.
And the fried onion is the way to go. How about goat cheese? Where do you stand on that? Want goat cheese on your burger?
I don't know if I've ever had goat cheese, to be honest.
Oh, goat cheese is
phenomenal. Like on a burger or just in general?
In general.
Really?
Oh,
so. Goat cheese is great.
It's a very, well, this doesn't work. We'll go there. It's very la-di-da, and I'm sure it's not healthy for you, but it's just absolutely tremendous. Should we just do 2.5 more hours on the burgers?
I'd love to.
Yeah, you would.
I really would.
Judge Kavanaugh. Let's talk that multiple times, including coming up. All right, plenty of time on the show talking about Judge Kavanaugh and the allegations of an assault, an attempt of rape when he was younger, and Christine Blasey Ford coming forward. She'd come forward months before, but she wanted to stay anonymous for a while, and then there were further reports, she decided, initially through the Washington Post and elsewhere, to say, this is me, this is my story. So let's talk about where we're at today compared to where we thought we were yesterday, Adam and Lindsay. And I want to get texts. I want to get phone calls. 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226 or text 81807. It appeared yesterday that both were set to testify Monday. And it was going to be the quintessential he said, she said. And what I fully expected to happen then, since both are accomplished individuals, I thought both would be compelling and that Democrats would default to believing her and Republicans would default to not believing her. And would it really change the situation? But what I think is interesting now is the strategy by Christine Blasey Ford. And I think it's pretty naive to think no coordination through the Democrats, saying, I'm not committing to testify right now until the FBI conducts an investigation. It's not a criminal probe, but the FBI is involved in background checks all the time. Tens of thousands they have done. They have had 6 different background checks on Judge Kavanaugh at different points through his government appointments and judicial appointments. So if we really want the truth, can the FBI, or if there's some other body that makes more sense, I'm certainly willing to listen, can that get done by Monday? It can't. But if you're Republican, are you saying pretty much what the president just said, that Adam had the audio? Isn't it funny that days before the vote was going to take place through the committee that this information comes out? We talked about that yesterday. I think it's very fair to people wonder why this is coming out. And Feinstein continues to say that she was protecting the anonymous nature. If to me, Adam, if you were going to do both, if you're going to turn over the letter and you know Washington as well as Dianne Feinstein knows Washington, you couldn't have been surprised that this was going to leak out. So I don't think that part was handled very well. I just don't think it was. At the same time, I have no idea who is telling the truth. I don't. I think 100% we should hear from both individuals and we should see an investigation into the allegations. There's no doubt about that. And I'm not going to default to either way, as so many other people are on both sides of the aisle. I'm already hearing so many Democrats. Of course, I believe her. She's a very accomplished person. She may be 100% accurate. But why am I skeptical that if this was President Hillary Clinton and this came out and it was delivered to Ben Sasse, and Ben Sasse, a Republican senator, turned it over, and the information come out, that the views would be the opposite and the exact same way. The question is, can you still get all of this done with the election coming up and the possibility, it's much smaller in the Senate than it is in the House, that there could be a switch. Now, by the way, even if the Democrats flip it, they're not going to take office until January. But, Adam, they want Kavanaugh in place, you know, in the next few weeks when the session starts. So is it fair to say it should be more than these two, more than just a he said, she said, and have the powers that be, whether it's the FBI or somebody else, conduct an investigation, which isn't going to take weeks and weeks, but give them another week to get something done? Is that reasonable? Or considering the timeline and what's taking place and the opportunity that was out there for months and months and months and nothing emerged, you're going to have to make some accommodations.
I think that you, waiting another week or so to try to do some more background checks is totally reasonable. And especially, I mean, let's not kid ourselves about how Congress plays games. And look, all you have to say is Merrick Garland.
Yep.
Mean, look. And you can't have it both ways. You just can't, even though people obviously think they can have it both ways. And turns out in this day and age, they do have it both ways. But, I mean, the hypocrisy saying, that was the right thing to do, but we got to wait on that. And then on this one, say, no, we got to get to it right now. I mean, it's just.
So how about.
Just reading the TLAC, sure sounds like there's some Republican rumbles that already bailing on the guy that, they might be talking about other candidates that were talked about before. And
Jeff Flake said yesterday, if they wouldn't have scheduled a hearing to hear from both sides, he would have voted no. I think we're going to get down to, again, Flake, Collins, and Murkowski. I don't know what's going to, because I want to get to a little bit more of the he said, she said after we pause. We're going to pause here in a matter of moments. But I want to get to one other item. I'm going to pause. I want to get phone calls. 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. We're getting these texts today to this show today and yesterday and also to others that reflects what State Senator Scott Newman said yesterday on Twitter. Even if true, teenagers, frankly, I don't believe her. Yes. To the surprise of no one, Scott Newman is a Republican. So, of course, he knows. He doesn't believe her. Just like the Democrats who believe her. Of course, they know right away. At almost 40 years now, she self-righteously comes forward to save us from the dangerous sex offender. This type of allegation seriously jeopardizes women with a legitimate claim for who will believe them. Well, a lot of people believe them, Senator. The percentage of individuals who don't step forward when they have been assaulted, I think it's well over 50%. So to say it's an automatic, I think is insulting and it's clueless. But this teenager thing, Adam, I get it. Raising both hands. Foolish, stupid things I did as a teenager in high school, college. Yep. But you know what I didn't do? I didn't attempt to rape someone. And we're talking about a potential appointment of 30 years. So to take a little bit more time to find out if there is further credibility, as opposed to just no matter where you stand politically, you know precisely what's going on. Let's pause. I want phone calls and I want texts. What's your read of all of this? And are you just falling into the same pattern? You're a Democrat, you believe her because you want no part of Donald Trump getting appointments. You want no part of Judge Kavanaugh because you question him on Roe v. Wade. You question him on presidential powers. Or if you're Republican, you're saying, these are the Democrats. This is their game. This is what they do all the time. This is their way of trying to get caught up on Garland. This is all they do is obstruct. And if this was out there, Brett Kavanaugh has been in the Bush White House, 16 years ago, another judicial appointment. Why is it coming up now? I want calls. 651-989-9226 or text me 81807. 1254, that's the Linda's Construction Time Check. Time to stop the water in your basement with LeafGuard brand gutters. text on Keith Ellison. This show is called out Keith Ellison over and over and over again. When it came out, I said he needed to answer questions. We've tried to get him on six or seven times. I said if I had to vote that day, I would not have voted for him without knowing more about the matter. Didn't mean I believed 100% and it was a done deal that he did it. But when the soon-to-be former congressman continues to say nobody asked him about it, I don't believe that at all. He absolutely has not answered enough questions about it. But you know what you can do? You can do both. And you can also address what's taking place at the time without defaulting to, oh, wait, here's somebody who's on the side I don't agree with, so let's point that out. There is such unbelievable hypocrisy out there from people who just only want to defend their home team. Let's take some calls here. Julie is in St. Paul. Go ahead, Julie.
Hi. I don't care how old it is. You investigate and see if there is any truth to that. And for people who say, well, 30 years ago, why didn't she say anything back then? Let me tell you, when I was a young lady, it was a long time ago, but about 35 years ago, right out of college, I happened to be on a rape jury. And back then, boy, oh boy, the things that they brought into that courtroom about that young lady, which had nothing to do with what was done to her, but because he had, you know, one of the best attorneys in Duluth, he got off. But to this day, I know he did it, but they made her, they dragged her through the mud. So I can see 30 years ago why a young lady wouldn't want to bring it up back then.
Thank you. Appreciate the call.
Still do it today.
They absolutely still do it today. No, I said it, Lindsay. Betty's in St. Louis Park. Go ahead, Betty.
Hi. I sure like your program.
Thank
I
you, Betty.
Every day.
I really appreciate that. We all do.
I think that there should be a thorough investigation from the time he was a teenager up until his career as an attorney, and that they both should appear under oath before the Judiciary Committee. But the other thing, Chad, that still seems to be hanging over his head is someone is sitting on the papers, the record of his time in the Bush White House. And my question is, what is in those papers that they are refusing to make public?
Thank you, Betty. Let me just jump in. To me, I think that's an important topic, but I think it's a separate topic. And I think if the Democrats try to tie them together, then it's just going to look like they're trying to do anything and everything to stop. I think it was a very valid point. I think that document dumped right before just looked ridiculous. I think there was a lot to judge, pun intended, about the judge with 11 years on the bench. But I think we have to be very separate. I'm going to come back and talk about an investigation and what should happen with that. We'll stay with this a little bit longer when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.